Grace to you and peace from God our Father and our Lord and our Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. No better theme than the theme of sin and grace is so fundamental to Scripture and even more fundamental to our confession. No better place should be looked for in Scripture to see the meeting of sin and grace than the gospel that was read for us from Luke's gospel. Further back, the appointed Old Testament lesson for us today was the story of King David, who struggles with sin and grace. And the epistle lesson ended with a question. JJ was struggling. That's the appointed way the lesson is chosen. He asked me, should I read the next verse also? I said, leave it at that. We will follow the tradition. Did you see the cross on which the Lamb of God was crucified in vain? And Paul says, Jesus Christ was graphically portrayed before you, before your very eyes. And did you see that in vain? Is the question that Paul raised for them. And in the interaction between the sinner woman, we see grace and sin meeting. Scripture is polite in calling this woman a sinner woman. Who is not a sinner? And we know that the woman who is literally called a sinner is notorious for having committed and continuing to be committing this sin that we all like and we all to some extent commit and we all to a great extent deny that even we are familiar with it. This is the sin against the body, the sin against flesh. And this one sin is the one that causes us to sin against ourselves, the least acknowledged and the least admitted and the most committed sin in the world, to which King David was guilty, and he was found guilty. But there is a way out of this sin. If you sinned against your body, I'm not twisting the Ten Commandments, you are actually sinning against you and your neighbor, and fundamentally, you are sinning against the God who created you and gave you body and soul. That implies that this sin causes us to be guilty of the Decalogue and the attending explanations thereof. No one is righteous. But these three lessons again tell us something else, that there is forgiveness. And the confessions and Luther teaches us where there is forgiveness, there is life and salvation. Therefore, come with David and pray. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. And come with the sinner woman to the feet of Jesus and wet his feet with yours and my tears. And come with the Galatians Christians to the cross and look at it carefully, that the word that is preached founded on the cross. In fact, the cross that has been portrayed before us is not in vain, but only sealing for us and all who believe in Jesus Christ forgiveness of sin. With that contrition and with that assurance, let us now kneel at this altar where the body has been broken and the blood had been shed for our salvation and the forgiveness of all the sins committed, yet to be committed, but all of it cleansed, purified. Let us then, having received his body and blood, go forth from this place in peace, in confidence, with the assurance that we are never far away from the God who chose to love us and gave himself up for us. God is not distant from us, but he is always with us, even when we walk through the valley of sin and death. He does not despise us or reject us, but he always holds us closer to him through his cross. To God be the glory. Amen.